This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Broadcasting live from Clear Lake, Iowa. And just to get right back into this, friends, thank you for joining us, by the way. And again, it's another one of those crazy days having to come and bring this information to the American people. And again, it always bewilders me, confounds me as to why the people put up with it. Because in my personal life, I will not submit to any of this in Jesus' name. I just won't do it. But I do want to say that we were just talking about how a whole lot of people will put up with it and how a whole lot of people will find their time and abide their time by entertaining themselves out of their God-given freedoms. I'm in Clear Lake, Iowa right now, and we drove down the lake. I just wanted to grab a coffee really quick this morning. And as we drove down the lake, we looked up in the air, and there's this huge lake in Clear Lake, and obviously that must be Clear Lake, Iowa, right? The Clear Lake in Iowa, I'm sorry. But interestingly enough, we've seen these huge, huge kites, really cool-looking kites. And, folks, it is freezing cold here in the state of Iowa right now, literally. And with that said, I never seen so many people outside in all my life. It was like you were in, you were going to the Minnesota State Fair. I mean, there was lines of cars that were going back for blocks. People all over the place, walking all over. They were being festive. And we have every right in the world to do that. Don't get me wrong. But how is it that we have time to go out and fly kites in a time like this? How is it that we prioritize buying a fish house and putting in a large sheet of ice and drilling a hole in it to catch a little fishy when we're under attack by our said representatives? How do you do that? Where does common sense come into play? And what comes to my aid is what Ben Franklin said, that if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And it's exactly what they're doing. I'm going to take a couple phone calls here in just a minute, but hang on a second. I got one more point. Did you notice during the break them talking about looking to the United Nations? This pathetic whore, Kamala Harris, that's tolerated by the American people, just like disgraceful, treasonous Joe. Do you notice that they're making reference to the United Nations? Does anybody understand what is going on here? Do you guys know that the League of Nations under Woodrow Wilson failed World War One? You know why it failed? It backfired on them because they didn't have the technology to establish what they're trying to establish today. Guess what the United Nations was birthed out of, friends? World War II. So what are we looking at here, friends? Well, we see the corrupt and the tyrants precipitating war again. And notice all the talk as they are, all these politicians are looking to the United Nations to bring about the result. Anybody beginning to put the pieces together here? Again, looking at how history is beginning to repeat itself. Folks, we're on the verge of war. Just so we all understand this, that's why they're making reference to the United Nations, because they want to give them absolute power, because they want that global order, and they're going to do their best to establish it through the United Nations. Guess who birthed the United Nations? Americans did. Guess who's supporting the United Nations? Americans are, not with your consent, of course, but by, again, the federal government stealing your tax dollars and sending it to the United Nations to support that corruption, which thinks the high heaven from A to Z. I just thought I'd share that. You heard it during the break. They're making reference to the United Nations, and we're hearing more of this and more of this and more of this. And I want to tell you why they're making reference to the United Nations, because that's where their allegiance is, friends. That's where their allegiance is. I'm going to take Heidi from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Heidi?
Hi, Bradley. I just called so you would give your voice a rest for 5 seconds.
Thank you.
You need to take care of your voice. I'm sorry. I'm old enough to be your grandmother, but I just need to tell you, you need to get some ginger root, and you need to boil it up, and you need to get some bilberry tea for your throat. You need to take care of yourself. And I understand the volume of what you're saying, but you got to save your voice for tonight. The other thing
The other thing is
that I heard, and I'm not mistaken, Alex Jones and David Icke's practically say goodbye to each other this morning at the end of their broadcast. It was much better than the other person down in Florida. And I just want to tell you that there's an awful lot of information popping out, and much of it is on bin, and we're at the end of the road here. So I just wanted to tell you all the best. You're the best. And I also was going to ask you if you, at the end of your show, at 5 minutes to 5, if you could just say a prayer with all of us, okay? I think that's really, really important. It's national. It's global. And I would love to hear you pray.
Okay, so let me get this right. I didn't get or understand what you were saying about David Icke and or Alex Jones saying goodbye. Are you saying that they're no longer broadcasting? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're worried about the next future here. They're concerned.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Ben, all the information is on Before It's News, along with you. So please, if you would do that, I would so appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. I appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. Okay. Let me ask everybody something, and I just want to, let's bring it down to a childlike faith here in questions. Why do we need more information concerning the ills of society? Why do we need to thoroughly vet all the information of the bad guys that have been busted in scandal after scandal, that have been busted in their corruption for decades? I mean, friends, the Clintons are still there. The Obamas are still there. Biden is still there. Kamala Harris is still there. The Bushes are still there. Bill Gates is still there. Anthony Fauci is still there. The CDC is still there. The WHO is still there. Corrupt federal agencies, unconstitutional though they are, they're still there. I don't for the life of me understand why it is that we still need to talk about the dirty deeds done by corrupt representatives in this government. Isn't it time for the people to respond to it? I would think so. I would think so. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Let me propose this again. And if you'd like to call in an answer, I'd love to hear it. 1-866-582-9933. Outside of the Word of God that brings about resolve, outside of the laws that need to be enforced by the American people found in the U.S. Constitution, what is the resolve? There isn't one. There isn't one. What an opportunity. While people are saying it's all over with, Thomas Paine said, what an opportunity that we have to make the world anew. Isn't it interesting? The older generations are the ones saying it's all over. There's nothing we can do. And isn't it interesting how the kids in public schools are already throwing off the tyrants that you're submitting your kids to? Shameful. Read Deuteronomy 1, friends. I was just asking you the question right towards the end of the last segment there. You've already been told who the bad guys are. You hear it day after day, them being exposed for their fraud and their corruptions and their murderings, their unjust wars, their stealing away of your tax dollars, their acts of treason against the people. Why do we need another download by Alex Jones or David Icke as to how bad everybody is? We already know how bad they are. As a matter of fact, everybody in this country knows who the bad guys are by name. So, the question that's being proposed here is, why do we need to have another download? Why do we need to hear or have another meeting or have another conversation or listen to another television show or watch another television show or listen to our favorite talk show host tell us about what else is going wrong in our country? Isn't that the fruit of what you fail to do, Americans? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As I call out corruption in the Republican Party, exposing the corruption in the Democratic Party by showing you that they're both unconstitutional because we are a constitutional republic, you continuously play the game between the right and the left. But I always proposed to you that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. It's the same thing, folks, because that government that I'm calling out right now in mirroring and showing you their corruptions is a mere reflection of you, the American people. Every country deserves the government it has. Every country on this planet deserves the government that they have. Now, I do believe that there's a lot of people in the mix that got caught up in being raised up under these tyrants and the rule of tyrants because the parents let them get away with it. You know, as Edmund Burke rightly said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And guess what, friends? They're doing it. Let me show you this. You're on social media platforms right now. Top left side of the page. Before it's news, top left side of the page. Breitbart just reported red-handed 20 Republicans who sold you out to China. Every one of these that I name, Mitch McConnell, you already knew he was corrupt. You already knew that he was Mr. Anti-Drug. You already knew that he was busted trafficking over 90 pounds of cocaine, but you allowed him to stay. You also know that his wife is Elaine Chao, who went all the way back to George Bush, his administration. So they kept her in office. Trump took her on to stay the course and tying and making a line between America and China. You also know that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were busted in Chinagate back in the 90s. He was not being impeached for Monica Lewinsky. He was being impeached because of him selling out American military secrets to the Chinese military. Okay? I just wanted to make clear that you understood what's going on here. So Bill Clinton's a part of that. Mitch McConnell is a part of that. But you already knew that. George H.W. Bush and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, they didn't have ties only to that of Osama bin Laden's family, but also that to the Chinese. But you already knew that because whistleblowers came out from the CIA and the FBI, and they told you that there's not a more evil man on this planet than George H.W. Bush. They called him Evil Poppy. We've seen what his son did on September 11, 2001, and then accused the nation and went and destroyed a nation that had nothing to do with it while stealing and making profits of up to $34 billion through him and his buddy Cheney. But Americans, you already knew that. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner sold us out to the Chinese, but you already knew that. Harry Reid was doing business with the Chinese. You knew that under Barack Hussein Obama's administration, but you let them stay the course and continuously destroying more of your freedoms and giving more power over to the Chinese and the Russians, who are also calling for a global order. You already knew former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour sold us out to China. Former Senator David Vitter sold us out to China, but you already knew that. You see what I'm saying? We don't have to have another conversation, friends. We don't need another download of all the crimes of these corrupt politicians because you already know the crimes of these politicians. And what do most people do? They submit to them. And you know what they've done? They've deceived themselves into submitting to them in such a fashion that they want to turn on Alex Jones or David Icke or one of these other guys so they can get another download as to how corrupt people are in their said government. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in all of my life. You knew that former Iowa Governor Terry Branston, he sold us out to China. You know that former Rep. Charles Bustani from Louisiana, he sold us out to China. You already knew that. Former Senator Norman Coleman from Minnesota, former Rep. Connie Mack, the fourth from Florida, and former Rep. John Christine from Nebraska, you already knew that they made and cashed in nearly $3 million in 2019 by doing business with the Chinese. You don't need another download. You already know who the bad guys are. Now it's time for you to deal with it, right? Now it's time for them to get a download on you, but now you've allowed them to create agencies to war against you in defense of themselves concerning the crimes that they've committed against you. And the more time that you give them to do it, the more that you strengthen the arms of tyrants against yourself. You already knew that former Senator William Cohen from Maine. He already knew that he sold you out to the Chinese. You already knew that Arkansas Senator Tim Hutchinson and Rep. Rodney Frelinghuysen from New Jersey, that they sold you out to the Chinese. Forgive me. You already knew that the Senator Majority Leader Trent Lott, Ed Royce, and Rep. Jeff Beeman, they already sold you out to the Chinese, folks. We don't have to have another radio program. They broke the law. And Americans, you are the law enforcers under God. You already know that Lee Perry, Jack Kingston, and Cliff Stearns, well, guess what, friends? All these people, it was just reported yesterday, have sold you out to China. Oh, and that's just China, right? That's just China. Don't get me going on Russia. Don't fall for the fact that Putin and our governments are at war with each other, because I'll tell you what, if that's the case, you got to be the biggest fool known to mankind. We already know the Clintons were selling uranium ore to the Russians, so they're doing business just like Harry Reid is doing business with the Chinese. But you already knew that, right? See what happens and see what a country looks like when the corrupt go unpunished. You've deceived yourselves into sitting down waiting for another download from Alex Jones. Or as far as that goes, from myself and highlighting the crimes just a little bit so I can highlight the very law that's set in place to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. You want to hear the magnification and the magnanimity of the crimes, but you don't want to hear how big God is through his church, and that we can win the day. You deserve exactly what you get, folks, to say the least. But I go back to this, and I go back to Thomas Paine, who was one of our forefathers, when he said during the War of Independence, he said, look at the opportunity that we have in making a new world. Oh, my goodness. It's a biblical perspective. We can do this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
My chances will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out, of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation. They have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News. Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st, according to CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to Game of the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dan. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Hey, this begins, we have to stay on course with this. This begins with noncompliance, whether it be peaceful or otherwise. Number two, government has to be fixed from the local on out. Relying on Washington to do the right thing is only a fool's game. All these people have been compromised through pedophiles, through bribery, through China, through Jeffrey Epstein. It doesn't matter left or right. They all work for the same master. They're all working for the same people. And I know that you like to bring up the point that all the listeners, but the listeners are on the same page, Bradley. It's beating a dead horse over and over and over. We're all awake to what's going on, Bradley. But
yeah.
You know,
I can tell you right now that's not the case, but with that said, I get your point, and the point is well taken.
The people that are awake is the army we're going to have to fight this, Bradley. These people have been hypnotized and brainwashed, and, I mean, it's almost pointless to browbeat them anymore because I think you know me, and I go out there and I talk to people left and right, and you cannot break these people's mass psychosis. It's Trump is going to fix this or you know what, this is another January 6th. The people are long gone. I mean, they are lost. And we still pray for them. We still try to talk to them. But, Bradley, you might as well be talking to a brick wall anymore because I'm telling you, these people are brainwashed. They can't shut the TV off, and they care more about sports ball. They care about Kim Kardashian's butt. They don't care about staying up to date on their freedoms. They don't care. And here's the result I always get. Well, that's Canada. That's up there. And I'll tell you another psychosis event that's happened with people. Is 2 years ago, all this back to blue stuff is really going to come back to brainwash and to bite us in the butt because so many people are going to say, oh, I back to blue. And I've heard people say before when I tell them, I'm like, do you back the police doing this? Do you back the police dragging a six-year-old girl out of a restaurant or a nine-year-old girl out of a museum? And their answer always is, well, you know, do you want them to lose their job? They got a wife and kids to feed. Or they'll say, yep. Well, that's because that's that part of the country where those people, that's their belief. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not a law. So in other words, standing up because it's in New York is not right because that's over there. Everybody has this illusion, Bradley, that it's over there, that it's never coming here. And it's so difficult to break that psychosis. And like I said, I'm out there talking to people left and right. I tell them about Jesus, and then I tell them about preserving their freedoms. And they're always like, well, what are you talking about? You're exaggerating. Everything is fine. And it's not fine, but this needs to be fixed locally, because if we're thinking that Washington is going to fix this, this ain't going to happen. Because look at the Supreme Court. You know, we thought, oh, not me personally, but everybody's, oh, Trump got all these nominees, and you saw that Kavanaugh voted against the healthcare workers. And, you know, and then where is anybody addressing from the Republican Party in Washington? Why aren't people saying, well, wait a minute, you want to go to war in Ukraine and now they're talking about Nicaragua when you got Canada with absolute tyranny and hurting people on the streets and rounding people up and taking their hard-earned income? And we're going to Ukraine? Where is anybody in Washington? That's my point. This has to be fixed locally because Washington is a pit. It's a pit of demons, and it's long gone. It has to be fixed locally. And, you know, at a certain point, we got to ask God to give us a place of refuge because there may not be one. And that's not being a negative person in this, Bradley. But, you know, we're watching everybody think, oh, well, just do this, do that. And that hadn't worked, Bradley, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I totally agree, but it doesn't mean I drop my plow, Dan. I got to keep plowing forward regardless. And I think what it comes down to is when I read the prophets, I see the book of Lamentations, namely Jeremiah. In the 70 years that Jeremiah, he was appointed to go to the king's gate as well as the priest's gate and to rebuke them before a just and a holy God. But the people, they wouldn't listen. And then he went to the people. They wouldn't listen. And then once the word became manifest and became a part of everyday life and they could see it on the horizon, then they went back to the prophet and they said, go seek the Lord for us and, you know, basically seek our favor that he'd put a stop to this. And he went back and the Lord said, nope, I'm judging this nation. They're going to eat the fruit of their own ways. And then we have a book of Lamentations. Me, for the most part, I'm not here on this radio program because I'm trying to save my own hide. I do have a care for the up-and-coming generations who do not deserve what's coming on this country and what's going to come on this country. They do not deserve what the older people tolerate. And I'm going to continuously go to that generation. As a matter of fact, if you look at the history of the church and just going in our present history, go back to George Whitefield. You look at the field preachers. They went to the young people. They went to the schools. They went to the colleges. Because the Lord was bringing them through while he was judging the older generation, and that's where Deuteronomy 1 came into play. But I'm with you. I agree. And I think more than anything, if I could say anything to you, Dan, I'm not here to try to save my own hide. If I die in the process of what I do, you know what? I willfully put my hands up in the air and say, Lord, I am going to sacrifice this physical being in preservation of the younger up-and-coming generation. And it's like Thomas Paine again. This is the second time this guy's come up to my aid. He said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. Well, guess what? There's trouble in my time. And if the people in this country understood that and they really love their kids, they would look to the tyrants and they would deal with them that their kids might be handed the baton of freedom. But I don't see a lot of that, but I do see it coming from the kids. And as far as the refuge part goes, Dan, we're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. Regardless if we lose our life in the process, you know what? It matters not. We're still hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. And if we lose this life, we gain heaven. And Paul said it's a better place to be than in the flesh. But he was in the flesh for the very purpose that the people needed his message and his very physical being to broadcast and promulgate that message. So we're on the same page, my friend. I think more than anything, I'm just really frustrated with the people that tolerate this. And as I said, we have such a download of all the corrupt that the people in this country tolerate, that they want to sit down and listen to more of the corruptions concerning the said representatives that they tolerate. And that, like I said earlier, that is the sickest, most backwards thing I ever heard of in all of my life, Dan. I mean, a country like that doesn't deserve the freedoms that they have, my friend. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I agree with what you said. And, you know, my point is, if you saw at Nevada Reno University, there were kids actually protesting that the mask mandates were dropped. They were upset about that. But this is just to kind of look into the vision of the American people. And I'm not saying they're all gone, but, you know, I'm in Ohio, a pretty conservative area of Ohio, and I'm just seeing people that just, you know, it's not affecting me. I don't care. Or, you know, give it 2 years and Trump will fix everything. And we can't live like that, Bradley. This, you know, you are right about something. There's no greater honor than to die for the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And, I don't want to go now, but I want to fight.
Yeah. Well, that's not up to us. Right. I think the bottom line is we just do what we're called to do. And the bottom line is we leave the results up to God. And that's exactly what we're going to do here at the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for your call, Dan. I totally appreciate it. We got Cody calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Cody?
Thank you, Bradley. Free people don't need big government. You know,
I'll let you explain it since you're the one bringing it, Cody, but I have some thoughts on that because we've seen in Scripture where they wanted a king and the Lord told them, no, you don't need a king through Samuel. And Samuel went back to the Lord and he said, Lord, they want a king like the other nations. And the Lord condemned it. Matter of fact, he went back and told him exactly what was going to happen and how it was going to happen. And then he ended up giving him a king named Saul who did exactly what the Lord said he would do. And which brought a curse. And the reason that happened is because the people weren't willing to govern themselves under God in an independent fashion. They wanted to give themselves over to a king so that they could be the sheep. And what happened? That wolf devoured the sheep as well. And your point is well taken, but I do believe the purpose of government, limited though it should be, is a good institution if we ourselves are willing to govern ourselves in that institution within that country.
Well, we don't have a choice. I'd have some government. The problem is you know, because people want to be free, but they don't want to take the responsibility. And maybe you could talk to about, you know, we'll be judged by our works. I try to set up a committee of safety, and this lady's, oh, I'm going to Bible study. Like just studying the Bible is more important than actually doing the works of trying to set up a committee of safety in the community. And, you know, that's one thing Christians need to remember is you're going to be judged by your works. Maybe you can talk a little bit more on that.
Well, I can tell you right now exactly what Grover Cleveland said. He said, a government of the people must depend on its success on the intelligence, the morality, the justice, and the interests of the people themselves. And if we're not willing to do that, then we're going to get exactly what we have today. And I know I got a hard break coming up on me right now. I'll go ahead and cover just a little bit more of it after this break, Cody. I totally appreciate you. And again, thank you for the call. 1-866-582-9933. One more segment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933.
Doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. Segue into that of what Cody just said during the last segment. I think about the church's responsibility concerning what's going on here. When you look at scripture, friends, it's very clear that the church is called to be the moral compass of society, as John Adams, the second president, rightly stated. Matter of fact, if you go over to a guy named Charles Finney, he was exactly right when he highlighted, he was a great awakening preacher, by the way, but he said that if Satan rules in our halls of legislation, he said the pulpit is responsible for it. The professed Christians are responsible for it. He said if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, he said the pulpit is responsible for it. He's exactly right. Because if we were doing our job, Ephesians 5:11 comes to my aid, it's the job of the church to reprove the darkness. It's the job of the church to remain in government because God established the government through Moses. That's why we have that thing called the Mosaic Institution, common law in American government. I mean, just think about this, folks. The American people allowed the mainstream media to convince them that this is not a country that is founded upon the Christian faith. You've been listening to the revisionists far too long. But going back to the point that Cody was making, friends, it is the church and the church's responsibility. I believe it's 1 Peter 4:17. Where judgment begins in the house of God, and it's going to happen there, and it's been there for some time now. because they are the responsible party concerning what is in fact going on in this country today. We've been talking about what a country looks like when the corrupt go unpunished. I really liked the way it rolled out today. And I'm talking by the Holy Ghost and leading Romans 8:14. Though we were spinning there for a minute, it was really cool to see on the other side as to what needs to be said to the American people. And I think the summation is this, is how many downloads of corruption do we need by your favorite, because it doesn't apply to me, by your favorite talking heads. We have all folks, if I was going back to any corrupt politician that you know of, which there's plenty to pick from, going back 30 and 40 and 50 years in some cases, if I was called out and guilty of one of the crimes that they were accused of and were guilty of, I'd have been thrown in jail 60 years ago. By the way, I'm not 60 years old. But the point being is you've been listening day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year for 60 years in some cases concerning the corruptions of the same politicians. And yet some people still want another download. That's incredible. Does there come a point where you actually have to be the one to take responsibility in righting the wrongs? I hope so. I really hope so. This is the last segment today. Yesterday, I had played a, moving to another point, but it makes the same point, that there was a shark attack in Australia, and I showed the video. And it was hard to watch. The guy, he was a diving instructor, went out and he was preparing for a race that was coming up, swimming, and he was out there just minding his own business. And before you knew it, someone that was out on the beach noticed what was going on over in a certain particular area where this great white shark literally bit the man in half. You could see the blood all over the place in the film. And the film was shaky, I suppose, because it definitely caught this guy off guard. And I'm sure it probably put him into shock because it's not something that you see every day. And you could see the man, his upper part of his torso, his legs were gone. You could see his head all the way below his gluteus maximus because, again, his legs were gone, and you could see a big pool of blood. And the camera showed the guy in the water who bled out, the upper half of his body in the water floating for about 10 seconds, and then the shark came back and took the rest of him under. And I didn't mean to show it in any sense of the word outside of the question that I'm going to propose to you now. The shark attack happened, but the question that I would ask myself, and I'm sure in giving the answer, that there was warning signs all over the place stating that you swim at your own risk because the waters are infested with sharks. The warning signs were ignored. Do you guys know that Psalm 19:11 tells us, moreover, by them thy servant is warned, and in keeping of them, this is great reward. So going back to Australia and to this experienced diving instructor who was swimming off the coast, he was tragically taken down and killed by a great white shark. And I guarantee you, folks, there was warning signs everywhere, but he disregarded the warning signs, just like the American people have for the last six decades in this country. Again, the first thing that went through my head when I watched this video was how many signs were posted in warning this man to beware of the impending danger, the shark-infested waters. And for some reason or another, he simply ignored them and, of course, that to his own demise. It's like so many in the world today, they sin. They transgress God's moral law, Exodus 20. And they transgress God's law willfully, and they do it with a high hand and with a hoarse forehead, acting as if to ignore the warning signs is a wise and prudent place to put themselves. See, they jump in, and I'm equating this to the people now on a global basis, they jump into the shark-infested waters of sin by having other gods. They ignore, thou shalt have no other gods before me. They create gods that serve their sin. They create a god that looks just like them. That god does not exist. They play the hypocrites in identifying themselves as God's children when in fact they are in truth acting out like the devil. They break the Sabbath. They dishonor their parents. They kill, angry without a cause. They commit adultery, they look to lust, they steal, regardless of the value, they lie, no such thing as a white lie, and they covet. They desire to have that which belongs unto another, not coming to the realization that the end of them sins is death, Romans 6:23. And then after they are found in their sin and they go on in their sin, they don't realize that they have to stand before God on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. Now, in ending, if they understood as to why those warning signs were put in place, they would have never jumped into the shark-infested waters in the first place, metaphorically speaking of the sins that men commit, and not only saving their lives, but also to the saving of their souls, Isaiah 45:22. Now, friends, you see the wisest directions for spiritual health and avoidance of evil are those warning signs that are found in God's word and his moral law. When obeyed, Ephesians 2:8-10, because we're empowered by grace, you offend not God and pass from death unto life under repentance, Matthew 3:2, which drives you to accept faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20:21, and then the blood that he shed for the forgiveness of sins on the cross, Revelation 1:5. See, if people are truly saved by grace, spiritually speaking, 1 Corinthians 2:14, they would take heed. They would pay careful attention to the warning signs and wouldn't even think of jumping into the shark-infested waters in the first place. Romans 5:20. So when I seen this man suffer the consequence of avoiding the warning signs, I can tell you this, friends, he met his judge because metaphorically he got into those shark-infested waters by ignoring the warning signs that told him not to go there in the first place. That is, in fact, what's happening in America today. Americans have wickedly departed from God, and now, instead of enjoying the blessings of the Most High God, they are beginning to experience the curses. Folks, if we're not going to live for the blood of Jesus Christ, we're going to be cursed by it. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in a day in 23. I suspect, Lord willing, we will be talking to you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.